Beloved, we are in a very disturbing time in our nation, Nigeria, where there is this COVID-19, or otherwise called coronavirus, ravaging everywhere. People are running helter-skelter. Some are losing faith in God. But see, I want to encourage you to know that this thing is just for a short time. Very soon, you will not see it again. Bible says that this Egyptian that you see today, that you will not see them again. I prophesy against this ravaging demon that wants to destroy the life of people all over the world. I come against this demon in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, Bible says that surely you will be delivered from the snare of the fowler and from noisome pestilence. You know, coronavirus is a noisome pestilence. I declare your family is delivered in the name of Jesus. Bible says 1,000 shall fall by thy side and 10,000 by thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. You will not experience this plague. It will not be your portion nor anybody in your family in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree finally and I prophesy that there shall be no evil before you in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I put to an end this ravaging coronavirus in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. Thank God, because I know you have been waiting for this program. Church on air. It is time for God to bless us again. Help you to call your family members. Call people around. Tell them that, you know, a program is on this on the air right now, which will surely bless them. I am sure by the end of this program today, you will surely have a testimony. Today we are going to share together on secrets of rising to the top. Secrets of rising to the top. You see, there is a level that God wants you to get to in life. I am sure you are not there right now. But one thing I know is that you will surely get there. You know, thank God for where you are right now. But there is still, you know, a topmost level that God prepared for you. I pray that as we reveal the secret of getting there today, you will surely get there. Because when you see people at the top, there are some things that, you know, make them to get to that level. And you know, that level is a godly level for your life too. So what are the secrets? What are these things you need to know? You know, let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 6, and let us read verse 33. Matthew 6:33. Yes.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Oh, number one secret is God first. You have the first God existence. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hear very well. You know, seeking God first is the doorway to any desirable realm in life. So in anything you desire in life, when you put God first, when God is your number one, you know that is number one thing that can take you there. In fact, God himself is the one that can take you there. So that's why I said this morning, to put God first is to come first in life. To put God first is to come first in life. Now look at Job chapter number 1. Can we read from verse 1 to verse 3? Job chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3, yes.
there was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, and 3,000 camels, and 5,000 yokes of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east.
Why will he not be the greatest? Why will he not fulfill his vision for life? Why will Job not get to the top?
The
Bible says he was a perfect and upright man.
He
said he one that feared God and eschewed evil. Can you see the glory of his life? You know, can you see, you know, his attainment in life? He was perfect. He was upright. He feared the Lord. And Bible says he was the greatest among the children of the east. You know, the place you give God determines the place where God will place you. The place you put God determines where God will place you on this earth. In Genesis 19, can we read verse 27? Yes.
And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord.
Can you see now? You know, Abraham early in the morning, he got first. So he got up early in the morning.
Oh, Abraham did any work
to the place where he stood before the Lord.
Oh, see, Lord, the bit of bedroom, and what you look
early in the morning is before God.
I work to only what you look.
He started the day with God.
Oh, better job, but you are
not. Why will God not direct him? Why will God not help you? How do you always start your own day? No, hear me very, very well. When you start a day with God, that day will be full of his goodness. So what am I saying? This is the people that make God first. They always come first in life. And also, you know, the place you give to God determines the place you find yourself in this world. Look at 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Let's read verse 5 alone because of our time. Yes.
And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding the vision of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper.
Wow. The Bible says this Uzziah, king of Judah, he sought God in the days of Zechariah.
The
Bible says, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. So as you seek God, God will prosper your life. As you seek God, he will take you to the top. No wonder this Uzziah made a lot of inventions. He did mighty things. What is the meaning of that? When your heart is open to God, your mind is open to inventions and inspiration. When your heart is open to God, your mind is open to inventions and inspirations. And with these inventions, you know, you become great in life. With inspiration, you can never aspire. Number 2 secrets to the top is that you must have vision for the top. So many people have no vision for the top. They are low because, you know, they are low in life. In Genesis 13, let's read from verse 14 and 15.
Yes. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever.
Oh, Bible, God told Abraham, lift up your eyes now. Look northward. That day, Abraham has vision for the top. So, your destination is at the mercy of your vision. Your destination is at the mercy of your vision. To get there, you must first see there. To get there, you must see there. Hear me. Where you see yourself consistently will determine where you find yourself eventually. Where you see yourself consistently will determine where you find yourself eventually. Hear me very well this morning. The dreams of today become the reality of tomorrow. It is just like Joseph.
Oh, that is Joseph for me.
The dream that he had initially.
It
became the reality of tomorrow.
Oh, why then to unto
it was his dream that connected into the top. What is your dream? What is God telling you right now? Because you know what you are doing right now will determine you know what will become in the future.
Yeah,
very, very well. You cannot go forward inside you and stand still outside.
Oh, le ma lo siwaju ninu re ko wa da duro gidi ni oju aye.
You cannot go forward inside you.
Oh, le ma lo siwaju ninu ara re.
And outside you are stand still.
Ani ni oju aye ko wa duro gidi bi.
No.
Rara.
So it means that rising is in you.
Don't must be didide giga o wa ninu re.
The germ of getting into the top is in you.
Ohun to ma mu ede bi giga o tun wa ninu re.
Let it grow in you.
Ya ko bere si daga ninu re.
Look for books.
Wa awon iwe.
Read books.
Kawe.
Go for seminars.
Lo fun danileko.
Look, there is a need for you to start to connect yourself now.
Idi wa fun lati ma bere si sora re ko bayi.
True relevant information.
Lati ma gba awon nkan to je ko need to know.
Hear me very well.
Go mi dara dara.
Don't let your mind be focused on what is not working.
Ma je ko okan re ko ma supo mo nkan ti o sise.
But focus on where you want to get to.
Ma focus si ibi to fe de yen.
And how to get there.
Ati bo se le de be.
People will tell you this one is impossible.
They
will tell you that was not possible.
No,
stop listening to people who are not possibilitarians. They will hinder you in life.
They
are talking on secrets of rising to the top. Number one, we say God must number one. Number two, you must have the vision for the top.
Now,
number three is that you must be existing as a blessing. Existing as a blessing. In Genesis chapter 12, let us read from verse 1 to
3.
Genesis 12, 1 to 3, yes.
Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make thee of a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
Wow. God told Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred. No, for you to rise to the top, come out of your comfort zone. There's a need for you to know that, you know, you must do with that comfort for you to get to the top. You know, and so God told you that now get thee out of your country. If you want to be great in life, first of all, you must, there must be a sacrifice. There's a sacrifice that you must first of all do. so that you'll be able to get to the top.
Láti débi gíga.
Go and ask a student.
Ẹ lọ bèrè lọ́wọ́ akẹ́kọ̀ọ́.
He will sacrifice many things.
Yóò ṣe ara rẹ̀ fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ kan.
He will do without, you know, going to watch football.
A ṣe láti máa lọ wo eré eré bọ́ọ̀lù.
But for him to be able to pass his examination.
Láti lè yege nínú ìdánwò rẹ̀.
So there is a sacrifice you must do for you to get to the top.
Ìṣeré ẹni gbọ́dọ̀ wà tó gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe láti débi gíga.
Men of God, your sacrifice must be in the area of fasting and prayer.
Àwọn èèyàn Ọlọ́run ìṣeré ni wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ wà nígbà àwẹ̀ àti àdúrà.
They must be able to hear from God.
Wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ gbọ́ láti ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
So that they can be a blessing.
Wọ́n lè jẹ́ alábùkún fún.
God does not want to bless you.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kùkù fún ọ nìkan.
He wants to be a blessing.
Ó fẹ́ kí ìwọ náà jẹ́ alábùkún.
Now hear me very well.
Gbọ́ mi dáradára.
To decide to be a blessing is to attract blessings of God.
Ìgbé láti jẹ alábùkún fún òun ni pé láti fa ìbùkún Ọlọ́run mọ́ra.
So when you decide to be a blessing.
Tó bá pinnu láti jẹ alábùkún fún.
You will attract God's blessings.
Ìwọ náà á fa ìbùkún Ọlọ́run mọ́ra.
Hear me, life is a seed.
Gbọ́ mi, ilé ayé jẹ́ èso.
So when you change the level of people.
Tó bá yí ìgbé ayé àwọn ènìyàn padà.
God, so we change your level.
Ọlọ́run yóò yí ìgbé ayé tiwọn náà padà.
When you help people.
Tó bá ran àwọn ènìyàn lọ́wọ́.
You are becoming blessing.
O ti ń di alábùkún fún.
God also will help you.
Ọlọ́run yóò sì ràn wọ́n náà lọ́wọ́.
I'm sure you can understand this one.
Ọmọ ní òye kóró yí ọlá àwùrọ̀ yìí.
Number 4 secret.
Àṣírí kẹrin.
Is that you need spiritual light.
O nílò ìmọ́lẹ̀ ti Bíbélì ti ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Spiritual light.
O nílò ìmọ́lẹ̀ ti ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
You know, because it is the light from the scripture that sees your flight and your lifting.
Ìmọ́lẹ̀ ti ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run òun ló máa rí ibi tó máa dé nínú ayé.
You know what you see out of the scripture.
Ohun tó bá rí nínú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ní
ẹsẹ̀ Bíbélì. Determine what you will see out of life.
Òun ló máa túmọ̀ sí ohun tó máa rí nínú ayé.
Because the scripture brings revelation.
Tó ní pé ọ̀rọ̀ ọba Ọlọ́run ẹsẹ̀ Bíbélì ó máa ń mú ìfihàn wá.
The Bible says, you know, the word of God is a light unto my path.
Ní pé ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ó jẹ́ ìmọ́lẹ̀ sí ipa mi.
But sometimes you'll be reading the Bible.
Ìgbà mìíràn wà máa ka Bíbélì.
You will be revealing to you what to do next.
A máa fi hàn wọ́n ohun tó máa tún máa ṣe tó hàn tó máa ṣe.
It will be bringing light to you.
Yóò máa mú ìmọ́lẹ̀ wá sí ọ.
Telling you what to do to get to a particular area of life.
A máa sọ fún ọ tó máa ṣe láti dé ìpele kan nínú ayé.
It's like in the book of Isaiah.
Ó wà nínú ìwé dàbí nínú ìwé Isaiah.
Chapter 60.
Orí ọgọ́ta.
Isaiah 60.
Isaiah orí ọgọ́ta.
In verse 1.
Ẹsẹ̀ kìíní.
Yes.
Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
So it means that, you know, when there is no light, you cannot arise.
Ó túmọ̀ sí pé tí o bá sí ìmọ́lẹ̀ ò lè dìde.
And that light, you know, is the word.
Ìmọ́lẹ̀ ni òun ni ọ̀rọ̀.
The word of God is the light.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run òun ni ìmọ́lẹ̀.
So you need, you know, for you to arise, you must consider the word.
Ìpè fún wọn láti dìde, o gbọ́dọ̀ kíyèsí ọ̀rọ̀.
The light of the word must shine in your heart.
Ìmọ́lẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ó gbọ́dọ̀ máa tàn nínú ọkàn rẹ.
For you to rise.
Fún ọ láti dìde.
Can I go forward?
Ṣé mo lè tẹ̀síwájú?
In this sharing this morning.
Nínú ọ̀rọ̀ tá à ń bára wa pín lówùrọ̀
yìí. Number 5 things.
Ohun karùn-ún.
For you to rise in life.
Fún ọ láti dìde nínú ayé.
You must function in excellence.
O gbọ́dọ̀ máa wà ní ẹ̀mí títayọ.
You must function in excellence.
O gbọ́dọ̀ wà ní ojúṣe ní títayọ.
Excellence means to do things well.
Pé kéèyàn tayọ túmọ̀ sí pé kéèyàn ṣe ohun ní gbogbo ní dáradára.
Everything you are doing, do it well.
Ohun gbogbo tó bá ń ṣe dáradára.
Excellence is a doorway to eminence.
Títayọ òun ni ojú ọ̀nà sí láti ṣe dáradára.
Excellence is a doorway to prominence in life.
Pé kéèyàn tayọ òun ló túmọ̀ sí pé kó jẹ́ ẹni tó jẹ́ aláṣeyọrí nínú ayé.
I know a pastor.
Mo mọ olùṣọ́àgùtàn kan.
Writing books.
Tó ń kọ ìwé.
Six books.
Tó bá wó rí ìwé rẹ̀.
Very clean.
Ó dára.
Well packaged.
Ó ṣe é dáadáa.
Why will people not buy it?
Kí ló dé táwọn èèyàn wá ní fi rà á?
Well.
Kí nìdí?
Because of the packaging.
Nítorí bó ṣe kó wọn jọ.
Do anything you are doing.
Ohunkóhun tí o bá ń ṣe.
Put, you know, more effort.
Fi ipá sí.
When you sow the seed of excellence.
Tó bá sow èso ẹ̀mí títayọ.
You will reap the harvest of eminence.
Wà wá kó èrè ṣíṣe rere.
When you sow the seed of excellence.
Tó bá sow èso títayọ.
You will reap the harvest of eminence.
Wà kó èrè ṣíṣe rere.
Some people are saying many things.
Àwọn èèyàn sọ pé oríṣiríṣi kan.
They will say they are not selling.
Wọ́n náà wọn ò tà.
It's just because of their packaging.
Torí bó ṣe kó ọjọ́ pọ̀ sí ni.
Some people will say their husband doesn't like them.
Àwọn ènìyàn sọ pé ọmọ ò fẹ́ràn wọn.
It's because of the way they package themselves.
Bí o ṣe ṣe ra rẹ ni.
They don't package well.
O ṣe ra rẹ dáradára.
They don't
some people will cook for their husband.
And share some their phone for
it. It is more of water.
Oh, me look on my
than pepper.
Do at all.
And they will say their husband doesn't eat at home.
Ah, no, come on, Jehovah, nile.
It is packaging.
For shekora, arrange your
cousin. Hear me. Functioning in excellence will promote you in life.
If you talk about what you that your heart be all of God, you know,
when you sow the seed of mediocrity, you will reap the harvest of obscurity.
So so I can't conceive.
So you know, you must leave this level. Do things well. You know, probably you are frying your own puff
puff.
Why can you ask something else?
Oh, to what one upon me?
Why can you put something like ginger?
Why
can you do something that will make your own special?
Oh, she don't know too
so that people will patronize you. Number six. Secrets that will make you to rise to the top is where you are working in diligence. Work, you know, it that means that you are not lazy. A lazy man cannot rise. You know your problem? You are too lazy. You are too lazy.
What is your leg?
You know, you call yourself housewife. And you say your husband doesn't like you. Look at all the shores, you know, the place of yesterday. Look at housewife in your room. And you are complaining that your husband doesn't like you. With diligence. You are an entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah, you sure
work? Yes, you say you always get to work very late.
Oh, man, baby, you go rent.
There is a market in Abeokuta here.
Oh, yeah, one in Abeokuta.
When you go there by 7 o'clock,
oh, man, baby, I go meet
you. You will see traders.
Oh, ni ra on son taja.
They won't come out.
Oh, ni ja de wa.
When it is 10 o'clock,
oh, man, baby, I go meet wa.
They will start to come.
I'm a blessing
day. Oh, they are not diligent.
Oh, yeah, can't you?
Hear me very well.
Bomi dara dara.
Your diligence is what guarantees your getting to the top in life.
Aki kanju re olo ma fida olo ju pe o de bi giga ni naye.
Diligence is righteousness.
Aki kanju o je pe keyan je
olo do. Diligence is meticulousness.
Oh ni pe o wa je alaki kanju.
To be diligent is to be committed.
To ba je alaki kanju o ni pe ko fi ara re ji.
Be committed to anything you are doing.
Fi ara re ji si o kon ti o ba nse.
Look at Proverbs.
E je ka wo we we
22.
Iwe wo ri keji le ni
o. Yes, verse 29.
E je ka pese kon continue.
Proverbs 29.
Says that a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before mean men.
Have you seen a man diligent in his business?
You
know, because diligence will take him to great people. People that will patronize you, people that will come to you, your level will change.
Just
take away this lesson from you. And then finally for today, secret of right at the top, working in wisdom.
Only by reading, you know, upon
Bible says, you know, by wisdom a house is built.
If people know upon only to call it,
you need to be wise.
Only the last deal upon
you know, working in the wisdom is working in stardom.
Only people my deal upon only people only need to tire.
It will make your stars to shine.
You're the killer, or a command song.
You know, high mentality is the highway to high authority.
High
mentality
is
the highway to high authority.
If
you want to get to the top, be wise. Oh, be wise.
The
way of wisdom.
Ọ̀nà ọgbọ́n
is the way to the kingdom.
Òun ni ọ̀nà síjọba ọ̀run.
No, so why can't you seek to counsel me?
Kí ló tó lè lọ fún gbani níyànjú?
My counseling for you today.
Ìgbìyànjú ni níyànjú mi fún ọ lónìí.
Determined to live for God.
Òun ni pé pinnu láti gbé fún Ọlọ́run.
And give God the first place in your life.
Fi ẹyẹ Ọlọ́run fi ṣe ẹni àkọ́kọ́ nínú ayé rẹ.
Also determined to see yourself consistently where you want God to put you. Embrace the lifestyle of diligence.
And
determine to walk in wisdom. When you use all these secrets, I will see you at the top. Thank you for giving me your attention. See you next week. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tenda Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to Minister Deliverance or Elaine. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.